you guys have won the East in back-to-back years, and while voting isn't out yet this week, a lot of people are saying, oh, they're going to pick Georgia to win the East. What do you guys think about that?
Well, we think about it. We hear that every year. That's something that everybody says, and we come out to prove everybody wrong once again.
Left side here in the front row.
Do you feel like a similar tone is being used when they're talking about your defense and mentioning the guys that aren't there anymore instead of the guys that are still there?
I mean, you can look at every SEC team. Every face of the defense is not going to be the same every year. Bringing new guys in that has already contributed to our team in ways that, you know, we expected them not to in this season and last season that just passed. And just getting them guys ready to play, and the things that they have already done is already, like, best of none.
Left side, second row.
Chris Walsh, SEC Country. There's a lot of talk that quarterback play is going to be a lot better this year. Are you buying into that?
I love it. I love it. The competition level every day is on a different level. Everybody's there. Each quarterback is pushing each other to a level that they probably have never been pushed before. And I can't wait to see what these guys bring to the table.
Right side here on the front row.
Dave Hooker, WJOW. Tennessee breaks the streak last year. Does that change the way you perceive Tennessee's opponent or that series rivalry?
No, honestly, it's just another aspect for us in our head that we have to finish the game. We can't start out strong and not finish the game against SEC caliber teams or any team that we play. So just for us, it's always finishing.
Front row here, left side.
Marcel, y'all opened the season at against Michigan AT&T Stadium. How excited are you to get to go play in that venue, and kind of what have you heard about it?
I heard nothing but great things about that venue. Heard it's one of the biggest stadiums in football history ever. Can't wait to step out on that field, see the atmosphere that is that's in Dallas. They say everything's bigger in Dallas, so we hope to come out there with a big win.
Follow up here in the front row.
You know, when you have what's it like when you know you've got a high-profile game against a non-conference opponent to start the year? What does that do for y'all mentally, and how does that affect the way y'all prepare throughout the summer?
Just preparing at a higher level. You can't take any team for granted, because every team comes out to come out and win. But we got to come out with a chip on our shoulder. I mean, last time we played Michigan, it didn't come out as great. And some of the young guys haven't had that experience yet. So coming out with these dudes and seeing this game that's about to be played, it's going to be a great one.
Left side here, third row.
Hey, Justin Nails with 99 won the game. Has anybody been bold enough to ask Coach McElwain about sharks or make any jokes or anything?
No, actually, it was brought up to me on something crazy. I mean, I never had seen it or heard about it until coming into the summer, actually. And it was like Coach Mac was sitting on the shark. I'm like, I was just with Coach Mac the other day. Like, it couldn't, like, no way he could be sitting on the shark. But I think it's all fun and games with Photoshop and how people play games with pictures nowadays. Technology's crazy.
Front row, right here on the left.
Marcel, so many guys off to the NFL in the secondary for you guys in the last 2 years. A lot of people think you're going to struggle back there. What are your thoughts on that?
We got guys. The guys before that, before Q and Tease and Marcus May left, we had the same type of questions. As Vernon Hargraves is leaving, all we do is we regenerate and we recuperate. And with the new guys that's coming in, we look to do the same thing. And hopefully, you guys will be saying the same thing about us as we leave.